We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top, beginning the line, Gufa. Gufa Amar Reish Lakish. We learned in yesterday's Mishnah that Rav Meir says that if the Baal Din says that your Edim are disqualified, you're believed. Then the Gemara went through a whole blot Gemara explaining what's the Pshat that it's believed. But on that, Reish Lakish said, it can't be that you believe connected to Edim. It must be it's one aid. And the Gemara asked the Kasha on that, but that was Reish Lakish's Shita. So Gufa, Amar Reish Lakish, Pek Kodesh Yemer Dovazeh. He said that, is it possible that a mayor would say such a thing? A mayor would say that two Edim, Baal Din could disqualify two Edim. Pek Kodesh Yemer Dovazeh. So he said, Tani Edoi, you should be Gairis instead of Edom, Edim, Edoi, one Ed. Now, Reish Lakish said in a very covetic way, he said, a holy mouth like Rav Meir would say such a thing? So the Gemara has a kasha on that. The Reish Lakish was known to be very big charif, very sharp. And here he's so by covetic to Rav Meir. So Freit Gemara, Eindi, Va'ama Ula, Ula said, Harayes Reish Lakish Beis Medrash. If you saw Reish Lakish learning the Beis Medrash, Ki'ilu, and interacting, Ki'ilu, Oike Harav Terechon Zeh V'zeh. It was like he was uprooting a mountain and grinding one with the other. So he was very stark, very big charif when it came to learning. So what's Peshat? He used Lashon Pek Kaddish. Amar Ravina, it's not Shver. This is Rav Meir we're talking about. But like, call Rav Meir in the Beis HaMedrash. Everyone saw Rav Meir in the Beis HaMedrash. Ki loika hari harim. It's even a bigger darga. He was uprooting mountains of mountains. Terezeh v'zeh. So it's not Shver. The Reish Lakish would have covered to Rav Meir. It was much bigger than him. So Mar says, Hach kamar. Mar says, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't say it like this. Bara e kama mechavim zeh zeh. Come and see how much they mechavim zev zev. Which Rashi explains, it's not being matmiya. We're not being matmiya Reish Lakish. Rashi says, "Klem loya tmuya kama tamel hachama bara e kama bnei Eretz Yisrael mechavim zev zev." The Reish Lakish is charef chacham tuva. Vavakari le ramei apek kodesh. The kamechaviv le. He was honoring him in a big way. Miyashiv is davar leskayim. He's trying to miyashiv the words of Ramei. Kiha the Yosef Rebbe. When we show other times where we find this idea. That the Bnei Eretz Yisrael were the Amoraim and Tanaim from Eretz Yisrael were honoring each other. Ki hadu Yosef Rebbe, the Ka'ama, Rebbe said of a memra, Osla Hatmin es Atsoinin. We know that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make Hatmana on something that's hot. To keep something warm, you're not allowed to make Hatmana. Because it's a Gzeira, Shem Yechata. Now, what about if you have something cold? In those days, they didn't have refrigerators. So you want to keep your drink cold, you want to keep your water cold. So you want to make Hatmana on it to keep it cold. Is it mutter or not? So a Rebbe came with a chiddush. Says also a hatman satzoinin. Won't be the reason I'll do that. So the Yad Rama says zegzera otu atmanas chamin, but because there it's a, by chamin is also shem yichata. So Rebbe says the isla hatman satzoinin. So Amul lefano Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi said for Rebbe he said Abba my father Rav Yosi hit the hatman sin. He was mati. Amalei so Rebbe was choizer. He says kva hoira zokin. Oh the zokin was passing already. So there's a lot of big anivis. And you see how the Bnei Yisrael will mechaber each other. Amar Papa, Borei kam mechaber zeh zeh. Dibur Rabbi Yosi kayim. If Rabbi Yosi would have been alive, he kofa for Yoshmei Rabbi. He would have been sitting in front of Rabbi. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi, memalei makom avayis v'ha'yu. Rashi says it means he was just as big as his father. Chashav kavav, and still v'ha'yu kofa for Yoshmei Rabbi, and still Rabbi here for kama kvahari zok and Rabbi would had this anivus. This he was very humble, and he said, you know what, zokim passing already, and it was chayzer. Once we're talking about the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to talk about the Bnei Bavel as well, that the difference in Eretz Yisrael and the Bnei Bavel. Amar Rav Eishia, Ma'ed Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah, it says, Ve'ekach li shnei maklois, la'achad karasi noyam, u'la'achad karasi choyvlim. And this Pasuk means entirely something else, which is in a dash in something, derech drush. He says like this, Noyam elu tamid chamash meretz shol. Noyam is referring to the milcham meretz shol who are sweet shamanim and zelazet are sweet to each other by halacha. Choyvlim, which means lashon of fighting, elu tamid chamash shabavol shemechavim zelazet by halacha. They hit each other by halacha. Another pasuk referring to the bnei shol and the bnei bavol. By yomer, the pasuk says, Vayter in Zechariah. By yomer elu shnei bnei hayitzar ha'imdim al odin kol haaretz. And the pasuk before that says, "Shnayim zaysim alaha echem min agul of echad al smayla." When we dash those pasukim, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, "Elu Tamid Chomash Shabbat Yisrael Shenoichim Ze Lozeh Bahalacha Kashem and Zayis. When it says in the pasuk Bnei Hayitzar, that means that they're like olive oil. So that's referring to the Tamid Chomash Shabbat Yisrael who are like olive oil. They're nice to each other. So that they're like oil to each other. They're soft like shemen. Noichim Kashemen. And Shnayim Zaisim Aleha, Shnayim Zaisim, that's referring to who? Eilu Tamid Chomash Shabbat Bavel Shemarurim Ze Lozeh Bahalacha. Kezayis. We know a zayis, if you eat a zayis raw, not pickled, it's very, very bitter. So, Tnei Zaysim are referring to Milchavim Shavavavavav, that Marurim Zel is Abba Halacha. The Pasuk says, Vaitu, we're talking about Bavel, Ve'esa Einai, we had this in Pesach Kedushin, it says, Ve'esa Einai, it's Pasuk in Zechariah also, Ve'era, Ve'hine, Shtayim Nashim Yotzis, two Nashim are going out, Ve'ruach Be'kamfeyim, Ve'ruach Be'kamfeyim is referring to a Lashon of Gaiva, of a ruach, that's lashon of gaiva. V'lehena kanafayim kekamfei chasida. Chasida is referring to the midah of chanufa. V'atesena sa'efa. They brought the efa, referring to the yetzahara ben aoritz ben hashemayim. V'oimer el amala chadav bi. Onahem v'licha is sa'efa. Where you bring the efa? V'yomer lai livnois lo abayis be'eretz shinar, which is in Bavel, and that's why I'm bringing this. So zok the gemara. Om rav yechna, mishum rav shimon ben yoichai. Zu chanufa v'gas ruach. There's two things in the pasuk. It says kekamfei hachasida and v'ruach bekamfeim. Zu chanufa v'gas ruach. So yardu l'bavel. It went livnos l'bayis v'eretz shinar. That's what it's referring to. That these two terrible midas came to Bavel. Right? The Gemara v'gas ruach l'bavel nachas. This is true that haughtiness gas ruach is in Bavel. V'amar mar asara kam gas yardu l'olam. There's 10 kavim of gases came to the world. Tisha not la'elam. Nine of the cabin, Elam, was taken by Elam, the country of Elam, Ba'achas, Kolayam, Kulay, and the rest of the whole world. So it didn't go to Bavel, it went to Elam. Zogdimar in, Nachas Bavel, Labavel Nachas. It came down to Bavel, the Chanufa, and the Gasa Ruach. But the Gasa Ruach moved on. Vishtaruvi is traveling Elam. Elam is bordering Bavel. It went to Elam. Tekanami, the Chsiv Livnois Lo Ba'is Beretz Shinar. It doesn't say Livnois Lahem. It says law, Lashon Yachid. So only one of them got a house there in Bavel, which is the Chanufa. But Gaza Ruach Taka went to the next country over to Elam. Livnois Labayis Beretz Shinar, Shema Bina. Right, the Gemara, V'amamar, Simon le Gaza Ruach Anias. A simon to know if a country has Gaza Ruach is the Anias. But Anias Bavel Nachas, and Bavel's a lot of poverty in Bavel. So the Gemara, you know what a sim? The question we just said, Gaza Ruach went where? To Elam. And Chanufa was in Bavel. Yeah, but it's not there anymore. And look today, there's Anias. So it says similar gas ruach. So the Gemara says, no, when it says Anias is similar gas ruach, it means Anias and Torah. And Bavel did not have Anias and Torah. Bavel had a lot of Torah. My Anias b'Tyra. And Taka Elam has a big Anias b'Tyra. The Chsiv, Ochois Lonu Ketana, I have a young sister, Shdaim in law. What's that? Shdaim in law is a lashon of the giving over. The country Elam, we had Talmid Chacham, they did not teach other people. Who was in Elam was Mardchai, Daniel, a big chashuv of people were there. But they did not be Marbitz Torah like Ezra, who was in Bavel. So that's why I was saying that the Anias in Torah was in Elam, and that's Taka Simla Gas Ruach. Gemara asked, my Bavel, what's Lashon Bavel? The way the Mashal learns the Kasha is that it should be called Balal. Or what's Bavel? What's Lashon Bavel with extra bays? I'm Rav Yochanan, Belula b'Mikra, Belula b'Mishnah, Belula b'Talmud. Which the way the Smash from Taisvis is, that's referring to Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli has a mix of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Actually, the Rishash asks that Talmud Yishalmi has that as well. I and Shalmi, like sure. But we're saying, my Bavli is Lashon of Belula b'Mikra, Belula b'Mishnah, Belula b'Talmud. Like the look of a top Taisvis, Pirzberi and Talmud, but Talmud Shalom, on a point to my Tzvein, Umash, Om Rucham, Elayim, Mishal, Shalom, Shanoisav, Shlush, Mikra, Shlush, Mishra, Shlush, Shlush, where we learn Talmud Bavli, we have everything included. Last, finally, one more drosh about Bavli, Mechashakim Hoshivani, the Pasuk says, Mechashakim Hoshivani, Kim Meis Eilim, Pasuk Necha, it says we're in the dark, like Meis Eilim, Rav Yirma, Zu Talmud Shabavl, Talmud Shabavl is very hard to learn, and a lot of Sveikis, a lot of Mechleikism. So it's like the darkness. That's Talmud of Bavel. That's the Talmud Bavli is dark, and it's very hard to learn because, like Rashi says, they weren't so nice to each other about on their level, and therefore Talmud is Safik Biyadim. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Going back to Dayanus. Omaloi Neman alai Abba. Neman alai Avicha. If there's a Bezdin, and we have two Baladinim, and one of the Dayanim is a father of the Baladin, he says, I'm willing to accept my father's Psak. Why not? Because it's got so don't go mominous. Mominous, you could do this. It's not a problem. You can listen to them. I could become myself anything. You could let it.
Why would the dying the father
and then transfer it to his son? Also, well, why we do that? We trust Dayanim. We trust Dayanim that if the other guy agrees, everyone agrees. The dying itself.
Yeah,
so both have to agree. They both agree.
Both
right. Nemlai Abba, Nemlai Avicha, either way, this is, even though it's possible in the Torah, if they say that we are accepting this, the loch is, or Nemlai Shlesh Bakar, they say we're accepting Shlesh Rei Bakar, even though they don't know learning so good. Rameya Ema, so there's no shy about it. If you accept it, you could accept it. It's mummonous. I could give away my money for free if I want. So that's why it's possible I could have Nemlai. But, you know, it's really in the same Yisrael as Adas Baldin. I could really say, I owe you $100, I owe you $100, finish. I don't need a bezin even. So this is in that type of halacha. I can say neman lai anything I want, no matter what. And including shlesh rei bakar. Mishal, you could be chayzer. That's really a question. Is this already binding already? So remeyo, ime yachal achzma, you could be chayzer. We'll see on the one on base when you were chayzer exactly. You cannot be chayzer. Now, similar case. There was a case in Bezdin. Yichayev a shvua. We'll see which type of shvua. Either shvua sanoitlim or shvua sapayt the pati yourself. For example, let's say I come to you, say you owe me money. You say, yeah, I owe you 50, not 100. So it's money to mix us. You're chayav a shuah, made a mix us in order to pat yourself another 50. But then I tell you, you know what? You don't take a regular shuah, we're holding a safe Torah, the whole regular shuah, you're very scary. As long as you swear in your life, you know, you say, you swear by your life, I'm fine with that. That's what he says. Which is obviously less of a chum and digashua. No safe Torah, it's less of a chum and digashua. So, ha yachayav a chavar a shuah, v'am aloy, darli b'chayav roishcha. Swear, I'll accept a shvua, you know, that you're putting your life at stake. I'm fine with that. So it says Gevaldik, I'll make a shvua. Ramei am yachal achzva, you can be chayzer. Chomer am yachal achzva, you can't be chayzer. And you could now say, I want a regular shvua. You can be chayzer and say, you know what? I want a regular shvua. I'm not masking to that. And again, we'll see if this whole shaila in the Mishnah really shaila. If after Gemara then before Gemara then the Gemara will talk about that. Our kapana, what we saw in our Mishnah was the first part was that he says Neman alai Abba. Or be a dying Abba or Avicha. Abba or Avicha, and that Nemlai Abba, Leah is there, say, that's you're asking the Kasha, it's Avicha or Abba. Either way, they both have to be masking. Obviously, the one who's losing out, that's the one who has to be masking. But like I say, the one who's losing has to be masking. Of course, that's the case. So now, Amar Avdimi Breder Rav Nachman, Zokta Gemara, Amar Avdim Reid Rav Nachman, Reid Rav Yosef, Kegoin the Kabli Alei Kechad, which means, like we said before, they're talking about one dying, that there's two other ones, and he's accepting this Abba as the third dying. That's what we're handling over here. We're not handling a case where he's with his Tartil Reis, so where it's a father and he's a dying by himself. We're talking about he's part of a three, he's part of a Bezdin of three. Zokta Gemara, Amar Avdim Shmuel. Machloikis b'mocholoch, ava be'etin loch divrei I call yochel achzavay, which means like this: that who is saying this accepting? Who's accepting a mediocre bezdin? Mediocre bezdin. Is it the teveya or the nitva? So mocholoch means the teveya is saying like this: I'm teveya, you give me $100, and I'm asking to have the shvacha bezdin. So he says that's where it's machloikis. Machloikis, is that the Karei Chayzer or not? But he says, by Etin Loch, L'kuli Amak, I can be Chayzer, which Etin Loch means that the Nitva says. Nitva says, I accept that Bezdin, and if I'm wrong, I'll pay. That's a bigger step. To say I'm going to pay money is different than saying I won't be in Tevea money. Why? Because saying I'm not going to, I'm Meichel the money, because there it's anyway hard to take money from someone from the Mukhsin. So there I say, you know what? I accept what we believe what he said, that he has smichas das, when he says, whatever the Bezdin says, even though it's a mediocre Bezdin, I'm accepting the facts. Because there, it's easy to be moichel. Mashenkein, that to say I'm going to give money, that's a bigger step. Like the Chazinish explains like this, this is not a shaila of kinyonim. Because every hoidah could be a kinyon. It's not a problem of kinyon. The problem is smichas das. When someone says this thing, does he really mean it? So when he's being Teveya and he says, which means Moichalach, I say, you know, whatever my father said, whatever your father says, I'm going to accept. So then the Ismich is Das. Because anyway, it's hard for him to take money out of someone. So he's saying, you know what, I'll leave the money by you. There, that's what a Machlekes is. But if someone says that, if your father says I have to pay, I'm going to pay, he doesn't really mean it. He doesn't really mean it. Because that's already a big Ismich, that's the Etein Lach. Machlekes and Machlach. Av Etein Lach, Dibra, I call Yachalach. But everyone agrees you can be Chayzer. It's not binding. Because that already, we don't assume that it really meant that. Rav Yechonah Amar be'etin loch machloikis. Machloikis is even by etin loch. I'm saying even. We'll see the Mara's Shaila. Yechonah says be'etin loch machloikis. Machloikis is by etin loch. The Boyalu the Shaila Mara is like this. Be'etin loch machloikis. Ava machloch dibe akol en yoch lach. Is he saying that machloikis by etin loch? But by machol, since it we for sure hold the smichas das there, dibe akol en yoch lach. You can't be choiz. Oy dilma bein bezu ubein bezu machloikis. It's machloikis by both. Both by Machol and Etin Lach is Machlekes if you be Chayzer or not. That's the Machlekes. That's the Shaila. If Rabbi Yechonon is saying Machlekes is only by Etin and by Machol, Kuli Alma, I can be Meichel. Or Machlekes is by both. Toshema, Dama Rava. Machlekes by Etin Lach, Al Machol Lach, Devar Kol, and Yoch Lach Zavar. Machlekes is by Etin Lach. By Machol Lach, everyone agrees, Ein Yoch Lach Zavar. So, Iyam Bishlama by Etin Lach, Machlekes, Al Machol Lach, Devar Kol, and Yoch Lach Zavar. If Rav Yechonon was saying, "B'chalikas ve'etin loch by b'machal everyone agrees ain't yachalach sabay Rav adamak Rav Yechonon," Eli Amris bein bezu machalikas. If Rav Yechonon meant to say that machalikas by both, so Rav who says the machalikas is only by etin, not by machal, who is he like? Rav adamak kaman. So more no, it's not shver. Rav tamin nafshei kama. Rav is saying his own shittas. We have three shittas. We have three shittas now to explain the Mishnah. Mishnah says the shaila: if I accepted a mediocre dayan or bezdin, you know, a father or roi bakar, shavik b'chayzer not. One man the Yomah says, the Machlekes dafka machalach, but etin lekuli amai could be chayzer, because I never meant that. I never meant them to give money. I thought I'm a win. I never meant that. The other man the Yomah says, Machlekes by both, etin and machal. And Rava says, the Machlekes, this could be a tzad. And Rava says, the Machlekes is dafka by etin, but by machal, everyone agrees you can't be chayzer, it is binding. Eisvei, Rav Acha brought a chlif le Rava. I'm going to ask you a kasha from the second part of the Mishnah. In the second part of the Mishnah, it says, "Hayichayv lechaver yeshua." If you chayv a shua to your friend, va'amar loy, and you told him, "Darli v'chayy roishcha." You know, you don't have to make a shua when the kid is chayfetz. You can make a shua in your own life. Rameya oimer yochalach zboy, chomer yochalach zboy. It's machlokes rameya and the chacham. So we're going to analyze what is the case of shua. What was the case? Zotamar on top of Ahmed, my lav. But oisom hanishba'im v'loy meshamim. Pasha was talking about a case, like we said, a case of Moedim Miksas, where the nitva is going to make a shvua and he's going to be potter. So you see, there the teveya is saying, you know what, I'm accepting everything you want. So what's that a case? That's a case of machalach, where the teveya is saying, whatever you do, I'll accept, which means you won't have to pay. So you see that the machalach is like machalach. The havelok machalach. So it's a kasha rava. Rava just finished saying that a machalach lekuli ama ein yachalachzar because that's binding. Here we see a machloikis. We see a machloikis by machalach. The case of shua is where a guy would make a shua to take. At certain times, he can make a shua on noitlim. For example, by a sochir or a nigzal means a guy who didn't get a pile, a worker didn't get paid. He can make a shua on noitlim. So there, the case was, let's say, a guy's shvua to come take money, and the guy who is supposed to give the money, the employer says, you know, make any type of shvua, I'll give you the money. So and that's the machlekes, because that's like etin lach. That's the machlekes. So that's the machlekes of the sefer. So for the Gemara, isn't that the same machlekes of the reisha? They're both by etin lach. But toni la reisha, already said, if it's like etin lach, so we have the reisha is the machlekes going to rava by etin, where the guy says, I'll accept whatever the dayan says, even to give. And by the shvua also, it says, I'll give you if you make that shvua. So they're both, and shavik b'chayz or not, same machlekes twice. Why are you two machlekes? If it's talking about etlof, then it's the same machlekes. So Gemara says, no, the shrikhasa. Tono v'tolo das acherim, v'tolo l'resha, tono v'tolo das acherim, v'tolo das atzmai, v'tricha. One is toilet in the dayan, and one's toilet in the baldin. If it just said the case of the Bezdin, But how come Rameyer the Matzi Hadavei? There Rameyer says you could be chayza. Why? Shnei Gomer Makni. He's not. Still not some mechdas. Oma mi yemar the mezakile. He says, I didn't think he's. I thought it'll go for me. I didn't think it'll go for you. No way. I'm not some mechdas. But when you allow the other Baal Din to make the shua, well, of course you knew he's going to make a shua for himself. I would tell him that's my imam moedile rabbanon that you can't be chayzer because of course you were saying mechdas. When you tell the guy he can make a shua and take, you didn't think he's going to do that? So therefore, if it just said this case, machlekes is by etin loch by a dayin, I would say that by the Baal Din, everyone agrees, but if you say he can make a shua, you can't be chayzer. You would say, there, come Rabbanah. But he, maybe by the case of Dayan, ain't Moidlu Rabbanah Ramey, maybe he's by the Ramey, because there's no speaker's das, because he thought the Dayan's going to say like him. Therefore, Tzricha. Therefore, we need both Machlaikasin. So we need both Machlaikasin by Etin Loch, and there's a Tzricha, because there's a Chiddush in it, that Etin Loch is different in the ratio and the Sefer. The Etin Loch of the ratio is talking about a Dayan. The Etin Loch of the Sefer is talking about the one of the Baladinim. And therefore, there, you would think there it's more Smichas Das. Because you knew what he was going to say. Still, Rameyeh says, you could be chayzer. It's not moida to the Rabbanah.